I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1867. That was the day that J.B. Sutherland of Detroit patented the first specialized refrigerated railroad car. Sutherland's design included ice tanks at both ends of the car and ventilation flaps on the floor, which used gravity to send a draft of cold air flowing throughout the car. Sutherland could find no investors interested in financing his railroad cars on the railroad lines. However, in 1868, William Davis devised a newer refrigerated car which allowed meat and poultry to be shipped across the United States. Davis sold his refrigerated car patent to George H. Hammond. Hammond was a Detroit meat packer. He used the new car to transport meat from Michigan to Boston. Hammond became a meat shipping tycoon because of Davis's invention. Refrigerated cars revolutionized the meat packing industry. Previous methods of shipping meat were not the best. Gustavus Swift, a Chicago meatpacking owner, had tried using bins of ice in boxcars and went so far as attempting to use boxcars with no doors to keep the meat cool. Finally, Swift perfected the refrigerated boxcar, improving on the ideas of both Sutherland and Davis. The Swift meatpacking operation was located on the south side of Chicago. The refrigerated car centralized meatpacking and helped to make Chicago, as poet Carl Sandburg wrote, the hog butcher for the world. At its peak, the stockyards employed more than 50,000 workers. One Swift competitor, Armour & Company, could butcher more than 1,200 hogs an hour. During the 1890s, 12 million cattle and hogs were slaughtered in Chicago, and the meat was distributed throughout the nation by rail car. The stockyards became an important site of labor organizing, especially for the Congress of Industrial Organizations in the late 1930s.